Now it's time for your stories. This is San Francisco StoryCorps. 13-year-old Jonah Cohen is dyslexic. The learning disability plays a big role in Jonah's life, from impacting his success as a student to influencing which kids he considers friends. Jonah and his mom, Nancy Kaufman Cohen, stopped by the Contemporary Jewish Museum in San Francisco to record a conversation about one of his earliest memories. It's the day his parents told him he would have to change schools because of his dyslexia.
It was a Saturday, and it was sunny outside, and we were eating French toast. And you and Dada told me, and I was very sad and shocked, and I laid down face down on the bench and just lay there.
So you and I have had this conversation sometimes about me trying to ask you, like, what does it look like to you when you look at a book? What does it look like?
Especially when I'm tired, it's an effort. I kind of feel like I'm telling them, stay on the page, stay where you are, to the words. And it's a concerted effort. And I really think that's the only difference with my reading. It's a concerted effort not to read, but to get the words to stay in place. And once they stay in place, I'm fine.
If you could just make a choice or have like a magic pill or a magic wand that, you know, you could wake up tomorrow and your dyslexia would be gone, would you go for it?
That's something I've thought about a lot. And one of my favorite things to do in life is write, but that's the absolute hardest thing with my dyslexia. But considering how much it has made me me, and how much it has shaped my life experience, I didn't wish it gone. It would be one thing to be born without it, but to wake up tomorrow and have it gone, that wouldn't be so good.
What's helped you the most with learning everything that you've needed to learn?
Well, as we've been discussing this, I remembered a metaphor I wrote in my fifth grade gratitude journal.
Oh, yeah?
I was up against a brick wall, and I had a plastic fork. And I was trying to chip away at it. But, like, when people like you or anyone else who's helped me come along, it's like, you toss a bunch of dynamite and the wall just goes away.
That's a great image. That's great. That's great.
And over the years, some of that responsibility has shifted to me. And I've gotten a bit better tool than a plastic fork now. But so much of it has been your help.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. That's great. That's great.
I hardly think it's because of it, but I notice more and more that everyone has an exia, and it's just the way in our logical, scientific, methodical society of us saying that everyone's brain is different.